1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We've got Harvey Weierman coming up with the Law Talk. Let's go to a phone call. Raj, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir. Is this sports?
This is The Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you a question about this auto race, the auto racing, the NASCAR race, if you don't mind. You speak about this because I saw this racing this weekend, you know.
About auto racing?
Yes, auto racing. Because this is a sport that I'm not clear. I don't understand this.
What don't you understand? What are you talking about specifically? You're talking about the race this past weekend?
Yes, sir. Yes. That I saw this on the Fox TV.
Okay.
The purpose of my call is to judge, I suppose, to judge your feeling, to judge your audience feeling about this racing, because to me this is exactly what the problem seems to be, you know, in this country, and that is the use of the resources which are from, you know, the part of the world I'm from, is the gasoline and oil and this kind of thing, you know.
Where are you from?
I come from Egypt. But the Middle Eastern oil supply, which seems to be at the heart and soul of the controversy surrounding America in Iraq and elsewhere.
And your feeling is that NASCAR uses too much oil?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I wanted to gauge your feeling on this.
Well, I suppose NASCAR, you got to understand, auto racing is an extremely popular sport in our country.
No, I know this, but that's not my point. My point, you're missing my point. My point is they're using enormous amounts of oil to travel in the United States, you know, for this kind of thing.
Right, okay, so we use a lot of oil because we need our cars, and we use a lot of oil for our emergency vehicles and so forth.
Yes, but... No. You see, you're not, again, you're missing my point. My point is, why is it that it is allowed in your country to use resources that come from my part of the world for this, you know, kind of childish exhibition of speed and so forth, you know?
All right, well, NASCAR is a sport that's, as I said, is enormously popular. There's a lot of people that watch it. It has been around for a long time. The fuel that is used by those automobiles is not all of it is oil based. Well, it's oil based. Some of it is ethanol. Some of it is
No. Please listen to me, because you're missing my point. So you know, Mr. Andrew, you're not the only one who's not getting this. You know, I talked to so many people who I said, "Do you love to watch this auto race?" You know. And they say, yes, I love to watch auto race. I said, well, why do you allow this? And they say, well, what do you mean? I said, because this uses so much gasoline, you know. And gasoline is made from oil. And oil comes from my country and from other parts of this part of the world, you see. And the whole reason why there is so much turmoil in the world today is because America has been usurping this natural resource. Yes,
all right, so are you saying that auto racing is frivolous?
Well, yes. Yes, most definitely. How can you say this not, you know?
Well, again, I'm not familiar with the fuels that are used. A lot of fuel that is used in auto racing, and maybe there's some people out there who know, is not all of it is gasoline. They use, I'm trying to think of some of the stuff, nitrous-type fuels.
No. Again, you're missing my point.
No. I think I'm getting your point. Your point is that...
Well, let me say what my point is, because most Americans that I speak with, this is a little bit out of their range of knowledge. You know, I know about oil because that is the number one resource from the part of the world I'm from. And America is the number one user of Middle East oil. And some of this oil that America uses goes to these people who race their cars around, you know, around in circle, you know. and they go out, they go, yeah, you know, they cheer the stupid, you know, stupid sport, you know, for me. It's,
well, you think it's a stupid sport, but it employs a lot of people. A lot of people enjoy it. It is our form of entertainment.
No, but you see, again, you miss my point. You know, your entertainment is sucking my part of my world dry of oil. If you don't like the Iraq war, then why do you see, you know, you say, you missed my point.
I'm going to give my phone number out here, sir, and I don't know about fuels that are used in NASCAR. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
No, but what are you doing? Are you saying?
I'm giving out our phone number.
No, you don't have to. No, you misunderstand me. I'm sorry. You don't have to give your phone number. I'm telling you what is the problem, you know. And
no, but I'm asking my callers to call in.
You ask your callers to call in and do what? You ask your callers
to call in and give their opinion.
No. You are totally missing a point. I don't need to hear from them, but these people, you know. Look, I've been in this country 3-4 years. And there's two things I know Americans know about. They know how to watch the cars go around in a circle, you know. And they go, oh, look at the car is going. And they also know how to go to their fast food to get their taco supreme. You know, I want to go to get the supreme, the taco supreme, you know. And now I want to go down and see the cars go around and around and around, you know.
No, but sir, I do a call-in show. And
no, yes, I understand this, yes.
Okay, you understand that I do a call-in show, and people will call in. You've offered the opinion that NASCAR, auto racing...
Well, I don't know what NASCAR, you know...
That's the stock car, that's the sanctioning body for the stock car racing that you're referring to. Okay, now, it is your opinion that...
Is this the cars that this past weekend I saw?
Yes, it's an oval track style racing using stock American... automobile bodies with supercharged style, highly engineered engines. Anyway, your contention is it's a wasteful sport because it uses too much oil, and I don't know, I don't have the knowledge.
No, but I have the knowledge. You know, this is.
But other people may have a different opinion.
No. You see, you know, Mr. I love to listen to you, and please. Please understand, I love to listen to you, but your problem is the problem of a lot of Americans I speak with. They think they have the answer, you know. They don't have the answer. When it comes to oil, no one's going to tell me. You see,
All right, then your statement is unimpeachable. NASCAR wastes oil.
Yes, yeah, if this NASCAR is this racing, right?
Yes, NASCAR is the sanctioning body of, like FIFA is the sanctioning body for, or... whatever it is, for whatever soccer is?
Yeah, this is the international soccer, yeah.
Okay. NASCAR sanctions auto racing, stock car auto racing in America.
Then these are the pigs that, and I don't mean to say pig, but these are the pigs that weigh.
Well, you say you don't mean to say pig, but you're using the...
Well, but every time I turn the TV on, there is this stock car race that you call stock car?
Yes.
And then they do the race... Then they say, all right, now you can go to Burger King. Now you can go to Taco Bell, you know. Everything that I see is like a pig. I don't want to say, but it's like a pig, you know. It's like a... Here is one thing for a piggy to do. This. Do you know this? This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy had none. This little piggy had...
Yeah, I know. I know that one.
You know, this little piggy watched the stock car race. This little piggy is going to go to Taco Bell, you know. But no, there's nothing. It's a stupid sport to watch the cars go in the circle. That's fine if you want to be stupid, you know, not to step.
Well, you're calling stock car fans stupid, and you're saying that...
No, you're missing my point.
No, you just called stock car fans stupid, and you're saying that it's a wasteful sport. Am I right about that?
No. If you want to see, that's fine. But why are you... taking oil from my country, you see, to, and then you go and you have your food, you have your taco, you know.
All right, hold on. Are you watching TV?
I'm watching the news, yes, sir.
You need to turn it down so I can hear you. 1-800-449-8686. Am I right? And maybe you could look this up, bud. NASCAR and all auto racing uses a variety of fuels, at least I thought, and I don't know how much of it is oil, petroleum, how much of it is gasoline, I don't know. This man is from Egypt. He says that NASCAR is a wasteful sport. It uses its the natural resources of his country. And if it ain't NASCAR, then the people are out eating their fast food. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead and take calls on this, Harry. He said that he doesn't need to talk to anybody. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Very well. You will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Sewell, I interviewed you last hour. I can't talk to you anymore. Okay, but there's a lady who why don't you put him on hold?
No, I just want the autographed CD for my son. He's a big fan of your show.
I understand that, sir. Hold on for a minute. Mr. Finine, you're there? Ms. Finine?
Yes, I'm right here. Was that this man loves to play with children?
The man from last hour, yeah. Did you turn your TV down?
I've got, my wife says to turn it down.
So your contention is that NASCAR is wasteful, uses oil, and,
Listen to me. NASCAR, is this what you call it? He's got the car, he goes around and around in circle, you know, and people go, yay, and oh my God. And for this, they're using the resource of the Middle East? This is wrong. You know, this is bull. As he says, bull.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take some phone calls.
Yes, but they don't have anything to say to me. You know,
Other people have other opinions.
But they don't have anything to say that is going to...
Just hold on for a minute. Charlie, go ahead.
I have two things to say
yes,
to the guest. The first one is that years ago, NASCAR and all the other racing industries went to nitromethanol to fuel their cars, which has nothing to do with petroleum whatsoever. It's made of agricultural products.
But it's gasoline?
No, it's not gasoline. It has nothing to do with gasoline.
Okay, so they're getting this from the Middle East, which is...
No, they're not getting it from the Middle East. You missed the point.
It's wasteful.
You missed the point. They make it out of wheat.
No, you missed the point. The point is that
you understand
it's
the point that they make it out of wheat, not petroleum?
Yes, from the Middle East.
No, okay. It's wheat grown in Kansas.
And
have you heard of Kansas?
That's our Middle West, not the Middle East. Of course I've heard of Kansas, you know.
Okay, that's where they grow the stuff that makes the methanol.
But you see, if what you're saying is true, then they would have put it in the regular cars, and they've not done that, you see. So
one has nothing to do with the other. One is politics, the other is racing.
Has nothing to do with it.
Did you hear? That's what I was trying to say. What's it called again, Charlie?
Nitromethanol.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's made out of wheat and what else?
Wheat, corn. They take it into wood alcohol and they put some nitroglycerin in it.
Wait a second. Are you buying this, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm buying it because I've followed racing. I don't follow it as well as some people, but at least I know that much, that the fuel used in automobile racing is not petroleum-based or oil-based.
And they
if what you're saying is true, then why don't they put in car?
That's what Charlie said. It's freaking car companies won't try. What they say it's too expensive to convert over to these new automobiles, and we're dragging our rear ends. In the meanwhile, guys are getting killed over in Iraq.
Well, you know, what about this fast food? Do you eat the fast food, Charlie?
There's one more thing I need to say to the caller.
No. I want to ask you: do you eat fast food?
I don't eat. The other thing is...
You don't eat. Okay,
absolutely.
So that proves to me...
I've been fasting for several years now.
The other thing I'm trying to tell you is that once we have lost the oil from the Middle East,
it isn't theirs anymore. It's ours, and you have nothing to do with it.
You can get
a life and get another interest.
No, it's our job. It's our oil. And your NASCAR...
Well, you've taken our money. It's our oil.
No, it is not. It's our oil.
Well, is it still our money?
No, it's our money, too. What? See, he's fading away because he knows his lies don't hold up, you know. So when his lies don't match his other lies, then the lies cancel him out. He is canceled out by his lies. He's just going, and then he fades away.
Mr. Henry, can I get the autograph CD?
Hold on for a minute so I can get some other calls up. Here is Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about the guy from that's talking about NASCAR and everything.
Are you there, Mr. Finine?
Yes, I'm right here, yes.
Yeah, one thing you got to accept, though, man, being an American, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. Yeah, I understand you have the respect to right to say that things are stupid and everything, and that's your opinion, but what does it matter to you what we do? Because, one, if we purchase something, we obtain a receipt for it, that's ours to use in any fashion that we choose. That's what makes this country so special and unique. And second of all, before you consider something, you really have to observe the sport itself. I mean, because we use NASCAR as a sport, it's auto racing and everything, and I'm a school teacher, as a matter of fact, to even go on, as a matter of fact, that in the Middle East, what's that game that they play where they use dark carcasses on horses? Come on. You get a lot of people for the people ethic treaty of animals on you for that
it's
kind of
dead,
stuff.
It's a dead goat. It's dead. It's already dead, you know, which is a much better sport than to steal oil and to drive the car, you know. That's wrong. To steal
okay.
our oil and drive it in a car.
All right. See,
okay.
That's what's unique. You know, you've only been in this country for 4 years, and you got the right to express your opinion, but you got to respect the other opinions of everybody else in this country because that's the American way.
Well, but what is to respect? You know, you don't know what you're talking about. This is taking
I don't know what I'm talking about, huh?
Well,
you just come over here, and you start talking about fast food and everything, and you got to keep in mind, fast food is for everybody. That's a convenience.
It's not
that's
for
a
me.
Luxury.
No, wait a
if
minute.
You don't like the fast food, don't eat it.
Yes,
that's your freedom.
But
you have the
you
freedom
think?
Not to eat it. Don't eat it.
Don't
that's
you
all
think
you have
it's
to do.
Funny? Don't
if you don't
think
like
it's
the
funny?
Values, hey, you
if,
have no values in this
If you keep
country,
supporting NASCAR, the Middle East will ban America. If you keep... Listen to me. If you keep supporting NASCAR...
I've heard you enough already. It's my turn to speak.
All right, hold on. Gentlemen, hold on for just a minute. Mr. Finine, just get in your one point and let Paul continue.
I'm just trying to say, if they keep supporting NASCAR, the Middle East will ban America from oil. You will never have more oil. You must not race these cars no more.
But the thing is, though, the Middle East doesn't have to sell it. If the Middle East wants to say no, they can say no, but they're going to sell it because why? They're getting their pockets lined financially.
And let me ask
the Americans.
Do you supersize?
Yes, I do. What's wrong with that?
You Americans kill me with that.
Hey, that's our choice, you know? That's our choice.
Hey, Paul,
I got 250 million people in this country that will supersize, you know?
Hey, Paul, when you get off the phone with me tonight, why don't you go get your Taco Supreme?
As a matter of fact, I am going to go have dinner right now. I mean, yeah, thank you. That's good advice, you know? That's our choice.
And be sure you supersize.
It beats eating fried cap all day.
What's the big joke with supersizing?
No, the Americans kill. They put me away with that whole thing, you know. Hey, will you supersize or do you want to have... do you get curly fry?
I'm happy the way I am. That's all that matters, you know.
Look, all I'm saying to you...
You're coming on and you're mocking people who supersize. You're talking about NASCAR. Didn't you hear that one gentleman say that it is a kind of an ethanol, it's a high...
See, listen to you. You don't even know. This man, Paul, he don't know. Do you want to make... hey, Paul,
Do you know what the fuel is?
Hey, Paul.
Have you inspected the fuel?
Hey, Paul.
You inspected the fuel? That's what I'm asking you. Have you ever been to a NASCAR? Have you been to a racing event? Been to a racing event?
I see it on TV.
Have you been to a racing event? That's what I'm asking you. I'm asking the question.
Yes, I saw the goat race.
Okay. Have you been to one? Have you been to one physically instead of sitting there and watching it on TV?
Yes, I saw the goat race in Afghanistan.
Okay, Dan, you don't have to watch it. Change the channel.
Hey.
That's what the remote is for.
Paul,
change the channel.
Make it a biggie.
Change the channel.
You should make your taco a biggie.
Change the channel.
I'm not going to change the channel to see you. You will never have oil again.
I'm going to do what I want.
Obviously, he's just...
What I'm saying, Mr. Henry, this man needs to shut his mouth and listen to me.
I'm not going to shut my mouth, pal. No way. That's my freedom to speak.
Listen to you. This is what you said.
That's my freedom to speak, pal. That's what this country is all about.
Paul, this is what you said.
That's what this country is all about.
Okay,
we have the freedom to speak.
Okay, that's fine. But listen, this is what you said. You went...
Hey, Paul. Hey, Raj.
That's the what you just said.
He what?
Let Phil take over. It's your show, Phil. I'm sorry.
Listen to this man trying to tell you what to do.
All right, hold on. Both you guys. Gentlemen, hold on. What are you saying?
When the man, he went like this.
That's what I want to do.
Are you making fun of him? Why don't you address the points that are being made here?
He's not talking to me. I asked him, is he going to make it a biggie? Are you going to make it a biggie?
That's my choice, you know. What does it concern you? I mean, are you really concerned about my life?
You put me away with that. Biggie, Supreme.
So what, man? So the guy wants to go down to Taco Bell and get a Biggie. Now, you're talking about NASCAR using too much oil. We just had a caller on who said you're wrong. They don't use oil. They use an agricultural-based fuel, which is an ethanol thing. I forget what the guy said.
See, you don't even know what he said, so you can't say.
Yes, I can. I heard the guy say. Paul, thank you for your call.
Thank you,
Mr. Henry. I'd like to get that autographed CD.
Well, hold on for a minute. I got to... 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And Walter Bellhaven wants one, too.
I'm not giving an autographed CD to that psycho, okay?
Well, Walter asked if he could get one.
All right, hold on. Christine is on the line wanting to talk to Herb Sewell. Go ahead, Christine.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Herb, are you there?
I'm right here, yes.
Oh, Herb, where is your wife?
Where is my wife?
Yes, where is your wife? You say that she's cool with you going out and going on a date and poking this hot
what,
teacher.
What is going on
where is
now?
Your wife?
Are you talking to me?
No, this is a lady's
talking.
Ladies talking to another person, okay?
I want to speak about this NASCAR.
We're going
to
get back to this.
I don't want to talk about the NASCAR. I want to talk about you.
Why don't you shut? Why don't you shut your mouth and let me speak? Okay.
I'm not your wife, so maybe you can talk to her that way, but you can't talk to me that way.
Christine, you're talking to another. This is Herb. You were talking to another gentleman.
My name is Raj.
Now, what can I do for you?
You can turn your TV down or whatever it is you got
right,
going on in the background.
Christine, you
got
to
so
get to the.
Talk?
Christine, you've been waiting a long time. You got to get to your point, or I'm moving on.
I want to know why.
The gentleman, please turn his television down.
You banging your son's teacher? Is he fat and ugly? Is that the deal?
I can't hear what the lady's saying. I'm listening to all of this guttural pig Latin. This is not pig Latin. This is Arabic. Well, I can't hear the lady as long as the pig Latin's going on. Now, I can tell you, I was in a forensic hospital. Don't push me. I listened to this psycho.
You're
American
in a what?
Psycho. Hey, why don't you go get a biggie?
Bill,
I'll get a biggie.
All right,
look at I can't hear anything.
I'll go get a biggie. I'll get a real big sling blade. You know what sling blade is?
Yeah, it's like a lawnmower blade that psycho freak put through the head of Dwight Yoakam in that movie.
That's right.
Turn it down, please. Let me go over to Donnie. Donnie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, for the Egyptian that's been living here in America now, you say for 4 years. Is that right?
That is correct, yes, 4 years.
Okay. During your 4 years, it seems like you begin to experience the American way a lot. You talk about our food, our sports,
yes,
and so forth. If everything is so dumb and so stupid to you and is so comical about our fast food that we have to offer, why did you choose to live in a country like America? Well, number one, you came here because our freedom allows people like you to come here and live.
I didn't come here to get your biggie fry. You know, hey, let me go to America to get biggie, to get a supersize. I didn't come here for that. Don't you find that funny?
No, not a bit.
You don't? Let me ask you, do you go for biggie?
If I choose to, I can, because that's our freedom. Our freedom allows us to eat what we want, when we want, and where we want it. But the unfortunate thing I have to say is, unfortunately, our freedom allows people like you to come into America and put us down.
But, you know, let me say this. If your wife is having a problem, say, with her weight, and she comes home with a biggie chili cheese fry, doesn't that make you want to hit her?
What is that supposed to mean? Is that a joke?
No, I want to ask him.
No, sir, not a bit. It's my wife's freedom. She can eat what she wants, when she wants it, and then I can eat
Yeah, but you,
what I want.
But you have to admit, that must really pee you off to see how to get the Biggie chili cheese fry.
No, actually, it makes me very happy to see her be able to go out and eat what she wants.
Oh, my God. If my wife had a super-sized chili cheese fry, I'd come out of my shorts.
Well, that's your choice, dude. All right?
Well, you know,
what about,
it's really sad that the Americans, the only thing that the Americans have at fault, really, in today's world is we allow all of y'all to come here and live, and we allow you to take on our customs, our food, our sports.
Well,
and then you want to sit here and call us stupid. And let's say that...
Why does In-N-Out Burger make a four-patty burger with onions soaked in melted butter?
Okay, let me ask you a question real quick, okay?
Yes, of course.
Let's say that the comment about the making of fuel for NASCAR was not true, and we did not make it out of our agricultural products, being wheat and corn, combination to make the fuel. Let's say we did buy the fuel from Egypt.
Right.
Sounds like to me you would be awful glad that the American people are buying you fuel.
No, because it's taking the resource that we vitally need for when we begin to race cars. See, someday we're going to race cars. What are we going to do for oil? America.
Oh, wait.
America sucked it all up.
Hey, it's such a dumb sport that you want your people to start doing it.
No, listen, this is important. It's not a dumb sport. It's our oil. We can do what we want with it. Have you ever had a one-pound wiener dog?
A what?
What?
Have you ever had a one-pound wiener dog? I saw a sign that says one-pound wiener dog.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, my God, you have? You had a one... Oh, my God!
So he had a one-pound wiener dog. So what?
This is what I'm trying to say. This is so funny to me. Hello, can I get a one-pound wiener dog? Now I want to take my wiener dog over to NASCAR to see the car go in circle.
Well, it sounds like you have made a lot to do with our food going to our NASCAR races. You must enjoy it.
All right, Donnie, thank you very much.
If I ever see my wife with a one-pound wiener dog and super-sized chili fry, I'll slap them out of her hands.
Well, you know, really,
all right.
I got this one thing to say. I'll let you go to the next person.
I would slap the wiener dog from her hand. There's only one wiener I wouldn't slap from her hand. And
would you let this guy say what he's saying?
Okay. As I said, one thing that is really comical to me during the whole conversation has been that racing is such a dumb sport, but you're concerned that if or when Egyptians start racing, that you won't have fuel to burn. Well,
right.
It must not be such a dumb sport because you're wanting more people to do it.
It's only dumb because you're sitting there with a wiener dog.
You know the thing
all
about
right. it? Donnie,
NASCAR
thank you. I got to take a break, actually. One more call. All right, let's go over to Darren. Darren, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, mate? Listen,
good,
look, I'm from England, all right? And I've been living here about 25 years. And I just don't understand. Are you educated or not? Because it really doesn't sound to me like you're educated.
Are you talking,
asking you a very, very simple question. This is not in Arabic. This is in simple English. Are you educated?
Educated in what way?
Do you have any sense of education? Because you sound absolutely pathetic.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question. But
I've been listening to you, and I'm just voicing my opinion.
Well, no, wait.
Respect America. I respect America. I've been here for 20 years, and it really, really ticks me off because it doesn't sound like you're respecting this country.
Well, hold on.
If you're not happy, look, I'll pay for your airfare.
You should understand what I'm saying because you are from England and you race cars, but at least you use North Sea oil. You know
what are you talking about?
Knock it off! You're in America.
Knock off what? I'm talking about NASCAR.
Listen to yourself. Listen to the radio and listen to yourself. You sound very uneducated.
I'll answer your question, but you have to ask, how many tater tots can you put in your mouth at one time?
I don't do that, man. This isn't about tater tots and extra large and all that crap. Come on. You're in America.
I'm in America because I'm trying to understand why they go around in second car to use Arab oil, and then they say the Arabs are... bad people, raghead.
Wait a minute. Sorry to interrupt you. I don't mean to be rude, but let's get back to the first question.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
Are you educated? Are you educated, yes or no? Simple question.
How many bangers have you eaten this morning?
come on, the guy is...
Will you knock it off with the bangers and about the tater tots and answer the man's question? Are you educated?
What does he mean?
Yes or no?
What do you mean?
Somebody, listen to me. Somebody is giving you a very, very legitimate answer on why NASCAR uses the fuel that they use.
Right, right.
Very simple. It's grown here, Kansas, wheat. I mean, come on, man. If you're educated, put one and two together, mate.
If you come from America, how come you say mate?
He was born in Britain, and he came to the States, and he lives in the States now.
And I respected it.
Okay.
You don't sound like you're respecting it.
You say, am I educated? In what sense?
Overall.
I mean, are you educated? I'm asking you a simple question. Not what your degree is. Are you educated, yes or no?
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, jeez. I mean, that's a pretty simple question.
No, it's not. In what sense do you mean?
What do you mean in what sense?
You sound very you know what? It sounds like you're very uneducated. Maybe you should go back to Egypt, finish your education, and then come back here and see what the life is really about. Because, mate, you are upside down, man.
You come from a country where kangaroos and everything, and you say I'm upside down.
I don't come from kangaroos, mate. We don't have them there.
From where?
All right, in England. Maybe in the zoo.
Oh, I thought you come from Australia.
So you're not listening.
You're not even listening to the guy. He's from England.
I mean, you're not educated. You're just mumbling along. So.
No, I'm not mumbling. What I'm trying to say to you
is... a great show.
Enjoy Long John Silver fish and chips? No, yes.
You know, this is not about...
Why are you asking about this stuff?
Because this is the point. This man come from Britain. Best fish and chip in the world. You come to America, eat Long John Silver, eat Red Lobster. You must be insane.
What has that got to do with... Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
What has that got to do with NASCAR fuel, whether this guy enjoys Long John Silver fish and chips?
Why would he come here?
Come on, man. I respect the fact I love all sports.
All right, listen.
I'm not just, you know, I got into this because...
Are you into the WNBA?
All right, listen.
You don't sound educated, man.
Darren, thank you, man. 1-800...
I'd like to get autographed CD and...
Bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
We're back because it's insulting.
No, but why don't I have the right to say if I think American looks stupid, you know, eating their chili? Oh, I have a chili cheese fry. Could I get a biggie? I mean, good sweet Jesus, you know. it's
okay. You want to laugh about that? That's fine, man. But don't be talking about how NASCAR is using. Arab oil, and
they're using Arab oil in NASCAR. These redneck use my oil. The oil come from my country, and then the redneck send their redneck over to kill me. This is bull.
All right, let me go over to Susan. Susan, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just want to say, first of all, if you don't like our country, get out.
I didn't say I didn't like the country.
Well, then don't complain about it.
Oh, you're not allowed to express
an opinion. If you
want to
talk about wasting fuel. You took our planes with our people. You blew our towers up. You killed our people, and you wasted your fuel. Third of all,
wasted? No, it was.
First of all, I'm a New York State woman, and you're just going to get a word in edgewise.
Those were Saudi Arabians.
So let's just get that straight right now.
They were not Egyptians. They were Saudi Arabians.
Listen, you can't even speak the language correctly. So why don't you just shush right now?
I bet you don't even know what Biggie is. I bet you don't know what Biggie is.
Just listen to me, okay? First of all, if you soak yourself in pig fat, whatever, you're a sinner. Am I right?
Is she for real?
Well, the lady's asking a question.
Hey.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Do you like to get chili cheese fry?
If you're talking about wasting fuel, you're talking about when we came over to your country to blow you up. You went and
you blew us up.
Your own oil rigs.
You blew us up.
How stupid is that? How wasteful is
Who
that?
Who are you speaking about, Iraqis? I'm from Egypt. You're talking about two different countries.
And you're talking about us coming over to your
I might as well talk about you
and
like you're
talking
from
about
Canada.
Us wasting your fuel.
Are you Canadian?
Well, you know what? This is how you wasted our fuel.
Okay, listen
so
to
I don't
me.
Even want to hear this.
I saw an American the other night sucking on a cheese fry. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, it has
oh,
nothing
yeah.
to do with fast food, okay? And half that stuff is supposed to take that anyway. So, you know what? Go suck on a chili fry.
Do you order extra swirly at Dairy Queen?
I don't eat any of that. Sorry.
First of all, if I said you're Canadian, you would say no.
Okay,
I'm American.
Okay, well, I'm not Canadian.
Right.
I'm a natural born American,
Iraqi.
And I live in New York.
I'm not
so
Iraqi.
There you go.
I'm not Iraqi. You stupid. Sorry.
You know what?
All right,
go
wait
back
a second.
To your own country.
Wait a second. Don't
you
say
don't
that.
Belong here.
Well, I saw an American the other night. She had a chili cheese fry. Oh my God!
It has
what a sight!
To do
oh yeah.
All right, look at.
Will you pull your head out of the gas tank?
You know, you're really stale. Could you get another caller? She's not too funny. Well, I saw...
Will you shut up?
Well, you know what? Okay, it's cold out here. I'm standing at a payphone. So I'm going to go home
you
where I use your fuel to warm my
You should
my
get
house.
A cell phone. Have you ever heard of them?
I have one, but I'd rather not waste my minutes on you.
Huh? You'd rather stand and freeze your butt off, huh? Although in your case, it might be a good idea. Well, I saw an American...
Hang up on this guy.
I would like to choke him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan.
That's right.
The guy is...
No, it's a good song, Mr. Andrea.
I said to hang up on this guy.
No, listen to this. One, two, three.
My children and my husband, and I'm going to continue to watch
if
my
you run,
people blow up
you
your country.
You know what you should do? You should, run home. You'll shed some American fat. I saw an American the other night sucking on a Dairy Queen swirly. Oh, yeah.
That don't even rhyme, you dummy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And let me tell you why NASCAR is not only probably a superior sport to the other sports, but also the fans are superior. Because, first of all, the best thing about NASCAR is you can still bring a cooler into that sport. You can bring a damn cooler in. You can bring a freaking bottle of whiskey in there if you want to. That's number one. But number two, more to the point, the NASCAR fan ain't even about throwing the bottle onto the track. You know, like the dumbasses that go watch football and baseball and everything, those people? Okay, they're not even about that, because they happen to love the drivers. They love the sport. Last thing they want to see is their driver get into trouble. Yeah, I understand the accidents are exciting, okay? But there isn't anybody up in the stands that's going to go, hey, watch this. I'll throw a beer can out there. And first of all, if he did, the fans around him, well, there wouldn't be a whole lot left other than his cowboy hat and maybe just a little shred of the Confederate flag he was wearing on his belt left. Number two, it's easy to just kick people like that out. You don't penalize the whole crowd. Some jackass gets out of hand, you take him, you throw him out in the middle of the I-4 out there near Daytona, see a couple of mail trucks run him over, and then you get back into the track and watch the rest of the race. So I say, God bless NASCAR for the fact that I can still bring a sixer in there. How about them apples, huh? How about them Guinness Stouts? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.